Hey, thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're talking about cleaning house.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Thanks for joining us today. Renee Nelson is here as well. Renee is a commercial investment broker with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Thanks for joining me again, Renee.
Thanks, Marcia. Hey, let's talk. The last radio session, we talked about hoarders, primarily in rental property. Now let's talk twofold. Somebody that lives in their primary residence and they need to downsize or move and they got a lot of stuff. I've often thought about that. How do you deal with that? Do you just call Santa Pack or Lane Apex or one of those guys and say, hey, bring over a dumpster, park it out in the front?
Well, it's time to do it now, not the time of a sale. So I'd say first, address it today, sooner than later. Whether it's an estate, whether your kids have refused to move out their stuff but have moved themselves. There's situations where, especially in your 50s, you find you've got your parents' stuff that you're inheriting and your kids' stuff that's still there, and it's a trap, and you've got to take a look at that early. And then you've got to categorize some things. First, there's things of value that will be worth the effort to actually consign or sell, and that could be an estate sale. But there's also things that you should gift, not just to family, but to gift to those in need. For example, there is an organization that has tool rentals, where people that can't afford to get tools for their home themselves, they can go to this reservoir of opportunity and resources for the chainsaw or whatever they need at the time. So there's places that I've had to research because of the circumstance. Reach out to me if you wonder who would be benefit from what you've got as your stuff.
Wow, that is really cool. I also see those blue and white trucks driving around Eugene called like junk something or haul your junk. And I always think that is my best friend. Someday I'm going to call him and clean out my basement of deal files.
Exactly. I just had a client who moved out of a condo and moved close to family in Boston. She said, where can I put this, all the furniture? It was a furniture for a one bedroom apartment, basically. And we found the Hope Project, which is rehousing and helping people that have lost everything in the fires recently. Oh. So there are resources and it feels good. And feeling good matters. You can also have some tax benefit for the donation if it is truly a nonprofit. But feeling good and getting cleared out is important. Unless you get started, you will not get finished. You've got to break this down to some tasks. And donations are definitely relevant.
Can you talk about that real quick? If somebody was listening, how would they, what's that source? Where do they go to donate that stuff?
Well, Hope is actually a very good organization that's online and easy to get to. But why don't you just give me a call if you have some things that you want to get rid of because you're going to move your real estate, and I'll help you get it organized.
That's fantastic, Marcia.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson, PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.